From the Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That is the 50 for Callum Guest. Very well batted. Beautiful innings of keeping the scoreboard ticking, acceleration at the end.
Splendid 50, which is really now helping Cambridgeshire to motor along.
Callum Guest, one of Cambridgeshire's best batsmen and most well-known. Also, for you listeners, the co-host of From the Pavilion throughout the summer on Cambridge 105 Radio. My name is Ollie Slack, and I sat down with Callum Guest after he was handed the captaincy for Cambridgeshire's white ball team for the season of 2020. Callum, thanks for joining me all the way from sunny Australia. First, let's talk about the captaincy. The white ball captain for Cambridgeshire in the 2020 season. How did it feel when you got the news come through?
Oh, no, yeah, it was a brilliant feeling. Obviously, we had discussions last year about, you know, captaincies, obviously, with Willow retiring after a fantastic career for Cams. They said to me they wanted to go to a way where they wanted to split the captaincy up and give a couple of people a chance. So I put my neck on the line, and I was lucky enough to get the job.
When did you find out the news?
I found out by a text. Obviously, there was the Cams AGM. I kind of knew-ish that I'd be one of the front runners probably at the end of last year before I jetted off to Australia.
I'm going to ask you to remove your captain's hat now and put on your punditry hat, which you regularly put on when you join us on From the Pavilion throughout the summer. What do you believe makes a good white ball captain, Callum?
I suppose it's someone who's got to be open to ideas. Obviously, I'm going to have the luxury of this year of playing with blokes that have played first-class cricket for a number of years and going to them for ideas and, you know, seeing what ways some of the captains they played under have done it is probably great. But also, you've got to, you know, stick to your own philosophies as well and ways you want to go about things. I think having a clear plan is obviously going to be key. And as long as I can get that across in the right manner to the players, hopefully they can then execute the skills and, you know, can push forward, because you want to pick a team where everyone is obviously pushing and pulling in the same direction.
Is it something that you feel comes naturally to your captaincy? Have you done much of it before in your cricket career to date?
I've done it all throughout my junior cricket when I was playing club and county stuff and representative, so kind of, and then obviously I've done it for a couple of years with the Cambridge MCCU, which is probably where I've been spotted for CAMS. So that's kind of where I've got the job, and I'm not sure there was too many other people that were putting their hands up or could commit fully to the job, so I kind of got it a little bit that way as well, but it's a privilege.
Very humble, saying you got the job by default. I'm sure you're one of the front runners, as you said. In terms of focusing on next year in the white ball format, what is your main objectives? Last season, James Williams really wanted to concentrate on the white ball formats, and you improved performance in the knockout trophy, the 50 over competition, getting to the second round. In the T20, again, just missed out on the playoffs, but again, another good performance in the group stages, finishing second. Is there any immediate objectives that you can think of, or you've been thinking of whilst you've been over in Australia, about next season?
Not necessarily on the objective side. I think just going into every game and just trying to win is obviously first objective, but actually just the way we're approaching our game. I think obviously we've had a couple of people that have left the county, and with Robbie Sayre obviously emigrating to Australia, so that frees up a professional spot, which obviously, as we know, has been taken by a fast bowling all-rounder. So I think we might try and go a slightly different way to what we have in previous years, where we've tried to go spin-orientated. And we might go to more of a fast-paced bowling approach and going with a load of big hitting all-rounders in the middle order, potentially. Well, that's the way I would like to approach the one day and 2020 stuff.
I was going to say, is there any particular way you'd like to spin the team from what James Williams did? Obviously, he did a grand job over many years, and I imagine you're not going to come in and change everything, but is there anything in particular that you'd like to alter slightly?
Like I said, I think we're blessed with, obviously, with Wayne White coming in, and you know, there's a couple of other fast bowling options around the county that can bat. It's obviously that gives us, frees up a lot of spots. People like Josh Smith coming at the end of last year and done really, really well in the Red Bull stuff. So I think he's warranted, and he's got a place in the White Bull squad when he's available. And he's a good spin option. I think there may be one or two more signings potentially that could come in, but we'll see what happens there. Obviously, with the stricter regulations as well on the amount of players you can have outside the county as well would obviously take, we've got to take into interest as well.
Do you feel a slightly more pressure than perhaps if you were taking up the reins of the Red Bull side, because white ball cricket across the world seems to be a lot more prevalent and important now than it perhaps was 10 years ago?
I actually had a conversation with Willow in Northumberland, who just won one of the Red Bull games up there. And I said, what would you take? You know, if you got offered it again, what would you take? And knowing that the split captaincy was kind of the way that the county were looking to go. And he said he'd prefer the Red Bull captaincy. So there's no greater privilege. But he also said that the white ball stuff's a really good challenge as well. And also, it's over and done with quickly as well. So especially the 2020 and the one-day games, if someone gets in a 2020 game, it's pretty hard to stop. And, you know, it is dominated by one person. So there's not too many decisions. You know, you've got to get your decisions spot on in that sense. Whereas the Red Bull stuff, you can kind of make amends. It's over 3 days.
There's also been a fixture announced in the 2020 season to come up against a first-class county. Cambridgeshire will be playing Essex next season. How do you feel about lining up against the likes of Tenderscarter and potentially flicking a corner up with one of them as well?
It's a fantastic opportunity for the lads. I had the privilege of the last few years of playing in a few of the MCC U matches against the counties, and it was a great day out. And obviously, hopefully as a county, we can get a good turnout. One thing I said the other day is that although it is a friendly on paper, for us, I think we have to take it seriously. And, you know, if the counties want to treat it as a friendly, let them treat it as a friendly. But for a few of the lads, you never know. It could be the MCC match is always treated as a shop, as almost like a shop window for a few players. I mean, if you're young enough and you're hungry enough and you get a score, you know, people like Josh Smith, who done really well in the Red Bull stuff, you know, last season, if he can do well in a game against Essex, it could push him on to bigger and better things.
And is team selection and how you go about things with your plan slightly always restricted, because you never know in terms of availability who's going to be available? And like I say, because of the limit on players outside the county, there's always going to be a limit on who you pick and where you put those specific players in the side. I guess that's when, like you say, your clear plans come into it.
Definitely, yeah. I suppose that's where I broke a bit lucky there, because availability in the last 3 years that I've played it, the white ball availability has always been outstanding. I think Willow's actually been spoiled for choice a lot of the time on availability and has found himself dropping himself in a couple of T20 matches last year. So I think you're spoiled for choice in the white ball stuff. But like you said, you've got to get a balance in the team. Like I said, everyone wants to be pushing and getting the right results. So it's about making sure the best team's out on the park.
Have you learned anything from your time in Australia so far, whether it be culture or playing with players over there, or skills-wise, that you feel you can bring back to England?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm currently being captained by an ex-Sri Lankan test cricketer, so I'm trying to pick up as much information. And he's from the subcontinent. He's got different ideas to what he wants bowlers and batters to go out and do, but they kind of align in some respects, which is good. And in terms of what I've learned, well, like I said, the club season last year for Sawston was a brilliant season. I've lost a few more games over here than I did over there.
So you're learning how it feels to lose for a first in the last couple of years. How is it going in Australia? Is the weather treating you nicely? It's not over here.
The weather's, they say Melbourne weather, you can have four seasons in one day, and they're not wrong. I've had three or four games called off this year already, so they said beware and you'll get one heated off as well. Because if it gets to 38 degrees, they have to come off and be off for the day. So I was like, so I'm going to have four games rained off and a game heated off whilst I'm over here. But no, it's a good experience. A format, it can sometimes be a bit hard to get into a rhythm playing bat 1 week and then you bowl the next week in the longer format and then you play one day. So it can sometimes be a bit of a hard one, but we keep practicing and hopefully I can get into some nick and take it back home come the summer.
Hopefully so. And a word on Sam Rippington as well, Callum, been named the Red Bull captain for Cambridgeshire next season. Why do you think they opted to choose him? What qualities has he got?
He's a brilliant, brilliant bowler. He's a Cambridgeshire stalwart and he's played years of cricket, so he's really deserved his opportunity as captain. And hopefully I can make myself available. And there's a few other lads there, obviously, with the first-class experience from Wayne White. Hopefully he plays in the longer formats as well. Yeah, we can just help each other out. I think that's the most important thing. If we get a bunch of lads that are willing to help each other out, and like I said, everyone's open to ideas, I think we could have a really successful season.
And lastly, Callum, if you were to claim one of those two white ball trophies, what would it mean to you?
Oh, yeah, it'd mean a lot. I think it would mean a lot to the county as well. There's a lot of people who work behind the scenes. I put a lot of time and effort into Cambridgeshire cricket, so it'll be more rewarding of them. And obviously, another shout out to Willow. It'd be a fantastic achievement for him as well, and the work he put in for a number of years to get some of these lads into a position where they're, you know, confident enough to hopefully go out and win trophies for Cambridgeshire.
Well, thank you, Callum. I'll be awaiting my call up now that you're captain as well, and look forward to having you back in England too.
Good man, cheers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.